you lay one finger on her, and I swear. Dad! I hissed pointedly, jerking my head at the kitchen. He glared at Noah again and then walked into the kitchen. I could hear Brad's music still playing. He was totally oblivious to what was going on down here. I looked over at Noah, who was stepping out of the front door. What are you doing? I thought you wanted to talk.
I told you, Elle. I'm going to do this right.
And with that, he pulled the front door shut behind him. I stared at it in confusion for almost a full minute, feeling beyond lost. And then the doorbell rang. Still baffled, I opened it. And there was Noah, of course, holding a white Calla Lily corsage on one knee. What are you doing? I said, laughing nervously.
Elle Evans, will you be my date to the summer dance?
I couldn't help it. I honestly couldn't. I burst out laughing. I saw him scowling at me, so I sobered up and bit my lip hard. Seriously? Who'd have ever imagined Noah Flynn, of all people, the badass, supposed player, and violence junkie, bending down on one knee on a girl's porch to ask her to the dance? It was just so surreal. It was hilarious. Are you serious?
Yeah. So are you going to be my date?
I wavered. I wanted to say yes, and it was such a sweet gesture, too. But I knew I shouldn't. It would be such a terrible decision to say yes. I'd hate myself for it. And I'd hate myself for saying no. He stood up then and looked at me with a little smile. One of those wonderfully rare, infectious smiles that showed his dimple in his left cheek.
Come on, Shelley. Cut me some slack here. I'm trying, aren't I? I know I was a complete jerk, and I hurt you, and I've done and said a lot of things that I regret, and I'm trying to make up for that here. Please come with me to the dance.
He held out the corsage to me, and I looked down at the gorgeous, sweet-scented flower and back up to his face. He still had that smile and a hopeful spark in his blue eyes. I couldn't say no to that face, could I? I don't know. It came out as a whisper. I don't think it's a good idea.
Forget what everyone else thinks and what anybody else will say. What do you want?
I shouldn't. I mean, we can't.
Screw what's the right thing to do. What do you want?
I looked at him. Aw, hell. I knew what I wanted to do. My head was just fighting it. I knew what I should do, what was the right thing, what everyone else wanted me to do.
Shelley?
He prompted me, holding the corsage out again. I took a deep breath, closing my eyes for a moment. This was it. Do or die, now or never. It'd be doing everything against my better instinct, and every piece of sense screaming at me. I held out my wrist. Yes, Noah, I'll go to the dance with you. He gave a breath of laughter.
Seriously?
I nodded, looking him right in the eyes. He grinned wider than I've ever seen him smile, and pinned the corsage onto my wrist. Refusing to listen to those stubbornly sensible thoughts, I blurted, "Have you even got a mask? It is a masquerade."
Yeah,
he rolled his eyes with a slight smirk, as if to say, "Duh." Oh, okay. He smiled at me again, and all I could do was smile back. I must be a complete fool agreeing to go to the dance with you. He nodded.
Yep. So you ready to go?
One sec, I said, and went to the kitchen, leaving Noah on the doorstep. I slipped inside. Dad had clearly just rushed back to his seat and grabbed the TV guide to make it seem like he hadn't been eavesdropping. Don't be mad, I said quietly, hoping he wasn't too disappointed in me.
I'm not mad, exactly. I just don't think it's a good choice, he said, shaking his head at me. After everything you went through with Lee,
I know, I said patiently. But... Dad sighed heavily, taking off his glasses and pressing his fingers to closed eyelids.
There's a but. Great. And just when I thought...
He got down on one knee to ask me, I said. I think he's really sorry.
Dad clearly thought otherwise. That, or he's only interested in one thing.
Dad, come on. It's just a dance, I said quietly. This doesn't mean I'm like, I don't know, back together with him or whatever.
The fact you agreed to go speaks volumes, Elle. Look, do what feels right, but just be careful. I don't want you getting hurt. Or pregnant, for that matter, he added sternly.
Yes, Dad, I said, ever the impatient teenage daughter.
I'm serious, bud. You do what you want. Do what feels like the right thing. I can't stop you. But I really don't think this is right for you.
I don't know what to do, I sighed, and felt like I was 7 years old again, not almost 17. So I did what any vulnerable little girl would do. I hugged my dad. I don't know what to do. He hugged me back.
You'll figure it out.
I damn well hope so. He chuckled and pulled me up to my feet.
Look at you, Elle. When did my little girl grow up?
I gave him a little smile.
You look gorgeous. And you'll figure this all out. I know you will.
He really does make me happy, Dad. He gave me a weary smile, one that suddenly made him look so much older. I gave him another half-smile in return and went back into the hallway, where Noah was waiting for me, looking a little nervous. I didn't even realize Dad had followed me out until he spoke.
All right. Well, I suppose if you're taking my little girl to this dance, I have to have some photos.
He picked up the camera again and motioned for me to stand by Noah. Feeling more than a little awkward, I shuffled over. Noah pulled me in close to his side, his arms going around me. I felt at ease in an instant. It was familiar. Nice. Dad took a couple of photos and then said,
Now listen up. I'm not happy with this at all. But if it's what Elle wants, then I'll put up with it. For now. But you do anything, and I mean anything at all, to hurt her. And boy, you'll wish you'd never stepped foot in here tonight. You got that?
Yes, sir,
answered Noah, sounding surprisingly sincere and polite.
All right, then. You kids have fun.
Bye, Dad, I said. I shot him an encouraging smile, and he gave me a dubious shrug in return. I pulled the door closed, and Noah, his arm still around my waist from the photos, guided me down the driveway. Wait, I said, stopping. Does Lee know about this? Did you tell him?
No. Why? Does it really matter that much? Tell him later.
But he looked down at the ground when he said that last part. Well, they're all supposed to stop by, like right now, with the limo.
Text them and tell them you've gone ahead, or something went wrong and you'll meet them there later. I don't know. Tell them you're with me if you really want.
I'll say I had a makeup malfunction, I'd already decided, and texted Lee. They've just left Dixon's. Thanks for the heads up. Meet you there. That was the wonderful thing about my best friend being a boy. No condolences and no worried messages asking if I needed help or what was wrong. He just accepted it without question. I felt horrible for lying to him, even if it was only via text. I had a horrible, ominous sensation in my gut that it was all starting again. The lying, the sneaking around, the backstabbing. And the worst part was that I was doing it all so willingly, without a second thought. But I could hardly text him saying, Don't worry about collecting me. I'm going to the dance with Noah instead now.
Yeah, right.
I had to tell Lee to his face, make him understand, explain everything. That was the only way, No more lying. That was the least I could do now. He deserved more than a text, or even a phone call. I wondered for a moment what Noah was doing when he went to the passenger side of the car. Surely he wasn't going to let me drive. He barely let anybody touch his car without permission. Lee was almost as bad. He never let me drive his car either. Seriously, one teeny tiny scratch on my dad's car from a mailbox and I'm branded for life. But instead, he held the door open for me. It was such a gentlemanly gesture that I wondered if my eyes were working properly. "Thanks," I said, unsure, sliding into his car. He shut the door behind me before getting in himself, then pulling away and heading to the Royale. It was a 20-minute drive, maybe, and I had no idea how to fill that time without things being awkward between us. I did have one question I needed to ask, though. What do we do then? Just turn up there together and let everyone know we're whatever we are? I didn't want to say dating in case he didn't think we were. Noah sighed.
Look, I'm going to just lay it all down here, Elle. Cards up. I like being with you. I really care about you, more than I probably should. So, I don't want to lose you again. I'm trying to make things up to you here, but I get it if you want this to stay, you know, casual or whatever.
So?
So, what I'm trying to say here is, I guess it's up to you.
My heart was pounding so hard, I hardly heard the rest of what he said.
If you, you know, want to date, be a couple.
I stared at him, from his eyes, which were focused on the stop sign in front, to his fingers, flexed around the steering wheel. He looked, well, there was no other word for it. Vulnerable. He told me why he never had girlfriends, only flings, because they didn't want to date a guy who gets into fights. And I didn't blame any of those girls, but there was no denying it. Noah had a really, really sweet and caring side, like showing up at my door tonight and holding the car door open for me. Lee is going to hate me for this. But what I said was, I have to talk to Lee first. I can't just drop this on him. I didn't say anything in so many words, but even so, Noah's eyes brightened when he looked over at me. A smile, not a smirk, a smile, was tugging at the corners of his lips.
Really?
I laughed. Really, really? We both knew what my answer really was, but I needed to make sure I wasn't going to lose my best friend over this. No guy, not even Noah, was worth that. And he understood I'd said I had to tell Lee first. I didn't get a chance to say any more, because he leaned in quickly to give me a quick kiss on the lips before the lights changed. It was way too quick for my liking, but it still made my heart go wild. He reached over and his hand found mine, our fingers linking together. It felt so natural and easy, like we fit perfectly, even if everything about our personalities and habits would have suggested otherwise. The rest of the ride passed mostly in silence, except it wasn't an awkward kind of silence, one where I wondered if I should make conversation. It was the nice kind of silence, the one where you just enjoy the company. We weren't too far from the Royale now. There was a little traffic, thanks to the fire truck, the two police cars, a bunch of limos, the town cars and the Rolls-Royce, and the two or three horse-drawn carriages, not to mention the people who turned up with their normal everyday cars.
The limos, I understand, Noah said, but the carriages? That's just madness. It's not like MTV are going to be here. It's a total waste of money.
I laughed at that, having thought pretty much the same thing. I smoothed out my dress and then took out a compact to touch up my lipstick. Feeling his eyes on me, I glanced over at Noah. What?
Nothing.
No, seriously, what is it? I persisted, checking myself in my too small mirror, wondering if maybe there was lipstick on my teeth now.
Nothing. You look great.
Oh, thanks. Hey, it's weird how your tie matches my dress. He looked down at his tie, like he needed visual confirmation.
Well, yeah. I remembered you telling me your dress was green, and this was the only green tie I could find at the mall that wasn't covered in palm trees.
My reflection grinned back at me as I continued to check my makeup.
Honestly, Elle, put it away. You look gorgeous enough already.
Gorgeous. I couldn't stop smiling. Really?
Really, really, he chuckled.
The traffic started moving. Now that the limos had begun to disperse, and we crawled forward another few yards.
Oh, hey, look! There's your limo.
I craned my neck, looking over to where he pointed. A black stretch SUV limo was parked outside the Royal doors, and I recognized Lee instantly, with Rachel on his arm, and the others all climbing out after them. With everybody in their masks, it was actually quite hard to tell who people were. You could easily mistake them for someone else. Plus, a lot of the boys wore plain masks that all looked really similar. Maybe nobody, except Lee, of course, would recognize me and Noah together. Maybe I wouldn't be surrounded by hordes of girls wanting to know why I'd turned up with Noah Flynn. I kind of hoped we wouldn't be recognized. It would make this night a whole lot easier. We drew up to the hotel, where a valet was waiting to park the car. I got out, but not before Noah had rushed around to open the door for me. I hadn't even noticed him put his mask on. It was a black one with gray metal studs on the top edge, and it covered at least half his face. The valet took the keys from Noah, while Noah put an arm around my waist and guided me up to the doors. I could feel people looking at us already, trying to figure out who we were, and we weren't even inside the ballroom yet. There was a knot in the pit of my stomach, and I could hear my breathing getting shallower.
Calm down, Noah whispered in my ear, his breath tickling my cheek. It'll be fine, I swear.
Oh, I really hope you're right. Chapter 23. A small line of people lined up with their dates, waiting to have their photo taken under the magnificent flower archway against the wall of the ballroom. Noah guided me into the line, and I shot him a smile. Looked like I would be getting photos with my date after all. The delicate crystal chandeliers gave the room a warm glow, throwing sparkles off the gold that lined the walls, the pillars, the ceiling. The marble floor was splashed with shadows of dancing people. The ceiling went up in a high dome, and there was a bar against one wall. Small round tables with white tablecloths and flower arrangements stood around the sides of the ballroom, and the band was set up on a low platform at the far end. In short, it was perfect. Unbelievably, flawlessly beautiful. I was pretty proud of myself for suggesting the flower arch for the photos, since it looked so romantic. It's amazing, don't you think? I said to Noah with a grin.
Yeah, he agreed, looking around like I was. Next, the photographer said, and we moved into his spotlight.
I stood there a little awkwardly, aware of people looking at us. Of course, they were really only watching because we were having our photo taken. In 30 seconds, the focus would be on the next couple. But right now, I was just waiting for someone to cry, "Oh my gosh, Elle and Flynn?"
"Hey, relax," he breathed in my ear, making me jump a little.
"Sorry, I'm just a little on edge." He smirked, that gorgeously sexy smirk. It relaxed me a little. So I turned to face the photographer, and Noah stood behind me, both arms wrapped around my waist and my arms wrapped over his. I smiled into the lens, and the flash was almost blinding. Then,
next!
And we were no longer the center of attention, just like that.
You thirsty?
Yeah.
I'll go grab some drinks.
Okay. He'd barely left my side for a full 4 seconds when the other Flynn brother was right in front of me. Crap. Had he just noticed me with Noah? Had someone seen us come in together? I mean, he didn't look mad, but... He slid my mask up off my face.
Shelley, you're here,
I smiled. Hey, Lee.
Makeup malfunction all sorted?
I breathed a sigh of relief inside. He hadn't noticed. Yeah, thanks. Everything's great now.
Awesome. So, are you going to come sit at our table or stand here on your lonesome?
I wavered. Lee, I kind of need to tell...
Is that Elle?
Someone spun my shoulder around, and a masked blonde girl grinned at me.
I thought it was you.
Nice dress, by the way.
Hi, Lee. Listen, Elle, there's a problem with the food, and Tyrone asked me to come find you. Something to do with the vegetarian option and a nut roast?
No, we said no nut roast because John Fletcher's got a nut allergy.
Yeah, I know, but Tyrone said to come find you.
I wasn't in charge of the food, though. I hadn't been. I just helped out a little.
I know, she said.
I was almost sure it was Caitlin I was talking to, since her voice was a little nasal. She sounded even more nasal now that she was irritated. Yep, definitely Caitlin, I decided.
But Tyrone asked me to find you because Jen's freaking out.
I sighed. Sure, okay.
Great. Okay, go through that side door near where the band is playing, and there's a door to the kitchens about halfway down the corridor.
Lee, I'll be back in a sec. Don't disappear, though. I have to tell you something, I said.
Sure thing.
And he disappeared into the crowd. I followed Caitlin's directions and, after a couple of wrong doors, found the kitchen, where Tyrone and Jen were arguing partly with the chef, but mostly with each other.
You should have specified if there were nut allergies, the man was saying angrily. We did, Jen practically screamed.
Are you totally sure, Jen? Tyrone's mask was pushed up on top of his head and his nostrils flared.
I'm sure. I wouldn't have forgotten to tell them, Ty.
She spun around to face me, her eyes wild, desperate.
Elle, tell them.
I sighed and looked past her to the chef. Can't you just make one vegetarian meal that isn't a nut roast? Just the one? He was far from impressed, but eventually we managed to talk him around, and with no extra charge for John's meal. By the time I made it out of the kitchen, I had no idea where any of my friends were, or my date for that matter. Everyone was dancing or standing in crowds around the table. With the guys in tuxes and masks hiding their faces, there was hardly any distinction between them. I searched for Lee for a full 5 minutes before giving up. I knew Rachel had a floor-length lilac dress with a violet bow on, but I couldn't even find her. I went over to lean against a wall where there was some breathing space and sighed. Dinner would be served in 40 minutes, and I was not planning on spending all that time alone. Why did we have masquerade again? Forget cool and chic and fun. It was annoying. Someone sidled up next to me.
Here, you look like you could use this.
Whoever it was held out a small glass of fruit punch to me.
Thanks, I frowned, trying to work out who it was. The music was just loud enough that their voice wasn't entirely distinguishable.
My rescuer pulled the mask off his face just enough for me to say, Cam, before he put it back on.
Who did you think it was? He laughed.
Peter Parker. Well, that's who I was hoping for.
McGuire or Garfield?
Garfield.
Sorry to disappoint. I only noticed you because I saw you talking to Lee earlier. You look really nice.
Oh, thanks, I grinned. So do you.
How are you?
I'm good. Anyway, did I see you come in with somebody?
No, I don't think so.
I hate lying.
Oh, must have been someone else then. Well, anyway, we better go find the others. I only went to get a drink, but you looked pretty lonely over here.
Plus, I couldn't find anyone with these damn masks. I said it was stupid. What are you doing by yourself anyway? I couldn't find anyone, I laughed, defending myself. Excuses, excuses. Come on. I think they're all over here still. I followed Cam to the crowds of dancing masked teenagers, holding on to his arm so I didn't lose him. The whole time I kept an eye out, but I didn't have a clue where Noah had gone. We soon found the others. The girls all looked beautiful, of course, and the guys looked pretty good, too. Lee had matched his tie perfectly to Rachel's dress, but the other boys had mostly just gone for black. Cam, however, had made the effort to try and match Lisa's dress, except he'd gone for scarlet when Lisa wore burgundy. Lee and Rachel were just so cute together.
You're not too upset, Elle, are you? You know, because you're here on your own, said Warren.
It was a little insensitive, but that was Warren, so I didn't think anything of it. No, I said. I'm fine.
I swear I saw you come in with someone and have a photo, said Bridget, Warren's date.
No, that wasn't her. I asked, Cam answered for me.
Oh, that's weird. See everyone in these stupid masks, and I can hardly tell anybody apart.
Conversation moved into easy chatter then. I kept looking around for Noah, but couldn't see him anywhere. I went up and danced with the girls for a while, and danced with Cam and Lee, too. Then Cody came over, tapping Lee's shoulder. I only recognized him by the tongue piercing that caught the light when he said, "Can I cut in?"
"Be my guest," Lee said.
He gave me an elaborate sweeping bow, then went to where the others were dancing. The music had just switched to something slower, an acoustic cover of some pop song.
"Hi, Cody."
"Hey, Elle," he smiled. "Hope you don't mind me stealing this dance, by the way."
I laughed. "Don't worry about it."
"You look really pretty tonight," he said.
Sorry to hear you didn't get a date.
I groaned dramatically.
"Does everyone know?"
He shrugged, laughing with me.
"Don't worry. It's just 'cause Flynn scared guys off, right?"
"But nobody's seen him anyway. You'll be dancing all night, stealing some other girl's date."
"Who did you come with again?"
"Amy. Amy Johnson."
I nodded. "Cool. She doesn't mind you dancing with me, though?"
"Nah, don't worry about it."
"How've you been, anyway?"
"I don't see much outside of chemistry."
"Good, I guess. You?"
"Same old, same old."
We laughed at the awkward lapse in conversation that followed, and chatted easily about the band and how everything looked until the end of the song, when I begged off Jason's offer of a dance to go find Lee. What I really intended to do was find Noah. I might have found him if everyone hadn't suddenly started to take their seats for dinner. I went up on my tiptoes, craning my neck to look for him.
"Elle! Elle!"
I looked around.
"Over here!"
Lee waved his hand, gesturing for me to join him. I smiled, though it felt more like a grimace, and squeezed through the crowd to take my seat. The table was left with one empty seat, of course. It sat five couples, and we had Warren, Dixon, Lee, and Cam with their dates, and then me with an empty seat beside me. I prayed really hard that Noah would see me and come sit by me.
"Flynn! Space here, man!"
I heard the strong Brooklyn accent of Andy, one of the football players, beckoning Noah over to their table. It was a mixture of girls and guys over there. Nobody really sat with their dates, and there was just one seat left. He started over to them, and I noticed that his mask was in his hand now. He opened his mouth to say something, but one of the girls jumped up excitedly and started pulling him over. His eyes were flitting around the room, and then they caught mine as he was being pulled to his seat. Both of us shot the other a helpless kind of look. One that said we were kind of stuck with these tables. I supposed it was lucky in a way, since I hadn't told Lee yet. I was going to, though. I wouldn't let it be like the last time. If I hadn't had the food crisis to help out with, or I hadn't been asked to dance, and now Noah was being forced to sit down, but not next to me,
and I still hadn't told Lee. The odds were against us, but I wasn't going to let that stop me. Not this time. I pushed all these thoughts to the back of my mind. I could deal with that later. Right now, I just enjoy being with my friends. That was easier said than done, of course. It was hard not to turn around and look at Noah, and I was distracted. It didn't go unnoticed. Fingers snapped in front of my face, making me jump and drop my fork.
Earth to L, what's up with you?
Nothing, I told Lee as innocently as possible. I forced a smile, too. Nothing's up.
Something is.
Oh, that reminds me. What was it you wanted to tell me about earlier?
You know, before you got dragged off?
I gulped. Nothing much.
Oh, right. Okay. Excuse us a minute, guys.
Lee got up, pulling me with him. My heart began ramming its way free from my ribcage, and my palms turned sweaty.
Elle, what's going on? Asked Rachel.
Nothing, I mumbled to her, and she gave me a concerned look. Lee pulled me out of the door near our table into the hotel lobby.
Seriously, he said, folding his arms sternly. What is it?
I gulped, fiddling with the corsage strap on my wrist.
Well, just promise you'll hear me out, okay? Don't freak out or get mad. Just hear me out. Please?
Okay,
he said warily, and it looked like he was bracing himself for bad news. I didn't have a makeup malfunction earlier, I started, and he decided to interrupt me with a relieved laugh.
That's it? What? Did you just not want to be the only one in the limo who was alone? Man, for a minute there I thought you were going to tell me you were hooking up with Noah again.
I bit my lip. He turned up. Earlier. He turned up at my front door. That's why I told you I had a makeup malfunction.
Lee scowled. What did he want?
I heard footsteps behind him and glanced up. Noah looked right back at me. I grabbed Lee's elbow. I didn't want him to turn around and start making a scene over nothing. Don't get mad, Lee, promise me. But he said he was trying to make it up to me, and...
Hey, guys, what's up?
I could have killed Noah at that point. Couldn't he just have let me tell Lee without interfering? Now Lee was bound to overreact, or Noah would twist things around just to wind him up, and...
What were you doing turning up at Elle's earlier? Lee demanded. You don't think you've already done enough? That's why I was there, he said,
those blue eyes piercing into mine.
Trying to make it up to her.
Lee, he had a corsage and everything, I put in.
I don't care, he exclaimed, turning to face me. Elle, he was a jerk to you, left you in the lurch when I found out, and couldn't have been less supportive. It's not like that, Noah put in, scowling. And you know it. I tried calling, and...
It makes no difference, Noah,
Lee spat.
The fact is, you weren't there when she really needed you. You didn't try and talk things through properly. You left her to deal with everything while you bailed and went off on that damn motorbike of yours. You had her lying to me, lying to her dad, and for what? A bit of fun? Some action?
Lee.
Why don't we ask her, huh? Why don't we see? Noah said,
the muscle in his jaw jumping.
What Elle wants?
They looked at me. They waited. I looked at Noah. All I had to do was look at him, and Lee sighed in defeat.
Elle, seriously? Do you really think that's the best thing to...
Noah, I interrupted. Do you think you could give us a minute?
He shrugged. Sure.
He walked a couple of yards away from us and leaned against the wall. I turned to Lee again, dropping my voice to a whisper. I know you think it's stupid and reckless, but... I want to be with him. It feels like the right thing to do. Lee's mouth twisted sideways thoughtfully. I could see the cogs turning in his mind.
If you guys are just hooking up, I mean, you always seem to be the kind of girl for commitment rather than a fling. I worry about you, Shelley.
I smiled calmly, reaching for his hand and squeezing it.
I know you do, and we're doing it right this time.
I echoed Noah's words from earlier.
As in, she means we're dating, Noah said, and his voice carried so that we could hear him.
I blushed, looking at my toes before turning back to Lee, whose eyebrows were raised as high as they could possibly go.
With your approval, I added, only if you're okay with it.
Wait, this is for real? Seriously?
I nodded. Noah, who had wandered back toward us, said,
Yeah. Why? You got a problem with that, little bro?
Lee wasn't looking at him. His eyes were trained on me, and they creased at the corners with a hint of a smile.
If any girl was gonna change him.
His voice sounded slightly strained. He wasn't happy with this, but he was accepting it.
I'm going to head back in before things start looking suspicious. See you later, Elle.
Noah nodded at me before going back inside. I took a deep breath, unsure of what Lee might say now that Noah wasn't within earshot.
And you said he was never going to change, I said jokingly, pushing his arm lightly.
He didn't laugh. Instead, he sighed heavily and pinched the bridge of his nose for a second before speaking. He always did that when he was upset, like at his granddad's funeral, and when his dog, Patches, died when we were 10.
Are you really happy, though, Shelley? I know what Noah's like. Are you sure he didn't just sweet-talk you into this? You know what he's like, too.
You're really happy with him?
I am, I told him. I know you'll call me silly and cheesy and corny for saying this, but he makes me feel good inside. It's like, it doesn't matter what's going on in my life, because when I'm with him, I can forget about all that. I can just enjoy being there with him, and I'm happy. I'm happy, Lee. And I know it's stupid, because we'll probably just end it when he goes to college, but...
I trailed off, not knowing what else to say. I couldn't find the words to explain how I felt about Noah. I just hoped that Lee would at least try to understand.
Well, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Except, this wasn't a matter of the heart, because I didn't love him. Of course I didn't. That would just be ridiculous. No, I definitely didn't love him.
So, what? Are you trying to tell me you're in love with him?
No, no, no way, I insisted. I should have known he'd jump to that conclusion. If I was in love with Noah, then it would be a reasonable explanation for getting back with him. But I wasn't. Most definitely not.
Oh.
There was a kind of pitying look in his face that I didn't quite understand. Like he knew something I didn't.
Lee, what?
Look. I don't agree with this, Shelley. He hurt you really badly, and I don't think this is going to end well.
It's just not the right thing for you.
But if it's what you really want, I'll be there to pick up the pieces after, okay?
I smiled. It wasn't a big smile, but it was a genuine one, mirroring Lee's perfectly.
Seriously? You're not mad at me?
No, Shelley, he grinned. If it's what you want... I'll be here for you at the end of it. I'll always be here for you.
I hugged my best friend tight and whispered, Thanks, Lee. He squeezed me back.
I told you you'd started making me talk like a chick.
I laughed and said quietly, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
He stepped back and gave me another smile.
Come on. We don't want to miss dessert. I want my cheesecake. If I'm not there, I know Dixon will steal it.
Laughing, I followed him as he marched back toward our table.
Everything all right with you guys?
Cam was looking at me with concern.
You sure you're okay, Elle? Dixon asked.
I caught Rachel mouthing to Lee.
Your brother?
And he nodded in response,
offering her a helpless sort of look. Understanding dawned on her face, and she smiled encouragingly at me. I turned around and looked over to Noah's table. He was laughing at something one of the guys had said, but he was looking over at me. He caught my eye and winked before turning back. "Yeah," I said with a smile. "Everything's great." And at that moment, it really, truly was. Chapter 24.
Can I have your attention, please, everyone?
Silence fell instantly on the mix of dancing bodies. I'd been dancing with the girls for the past 20 minutes, but no matter how many times I tried excusing myself, I couldn't seem to get free. They just kept wanting to dance some more, or started up an interesting conversation. The one time I got out to grab a drink, I hadn't seen Noah anywhere. And now he was up on the platform, in front of the microphone, in the place of the lead singer. And everybody was silent, all eyes on him.
Can I have your attention, please, everyone?
I couldn't explain why, but my heart started racing and I could hardly breathe. I didn't have a clue what Noah was doing up there in front of everyone, but my body reacted with anxiety, like it knew what was about to happen before I did. He pulled his mask up off his face so that there was no doubt about who it was. I gulped. What the hell was he doing?
Now, the only reason I'm up here tonight is because I'm trying to show someone that I'm sorry. See, there's this girl. I can't get her out of my mind. And I did some pretty crappy things to her, and I'm making up for it. So, Elle, where are you?
Everybody just turned, almost as one, to look at me. Even with my mask on, they all knew where to find me. I fiddled with the folds in the material of my dress, shooting Noah a glare through my mask.
Can we get a spotlight over here?
He called out, pointing, and I heard the teasing tone in his voice. Somehow, somebody found a spotlight to blind me with. I squinted, holding a hand up over my eyes.
Great, thanks. So, Elle, this is me saying sorry. Guys?
At the last word, he turned and gestured to the band, who started playing. It wasn't a slow song, it was pretty upbeat, and I recognized it instantly. I Really Want You by the Plain White Tees. It was one of my favorite songs. It was hardly Noah's way of romantically confessing his love for me. Hell, he didn't even sing it himself. The band did. He jumped off the stage, microphone in hand, and beelined through the crowd, who'd parted to make a path for him, stopping right in front of me. There goes your reputation, I said quietly, laughing.
You think I care?
I bit my lip. But before I could ask why, he interrupted me, speaking into the microphone while there was a little bit of instrumental.
Will you be my girlfriend, Elle?
I blushed under my mask. Up until now, I hadn't even noticed the other people in the room. I hadn't heard the whispers while Noah was up on the stage. But right now, their voices hit me like a confetti cannon at a pep rally. Say yes! Oh my gosh, that's so sweet! I can't believe Flynn's doing this! She's so lucky. Look at him! This is so cute!
Say yes, Elle!
Everybody was egging me on. My eyes drifted back from the crowd to Noah, who just looked at me calmly, with a hint of a smirk at how much he was embarrassing me here.
So, will you be my girlfriend, Elle Evans?
I bit my lip, but there was no way I could suppress the beaming smile that took over my face. Oh, hell yeah. He chuckled quietly, but that was the only sound I heard. None of the cheering or whooping or whistles or catcalls or awe noises. Just his chuckle. Noah tossed the microphone to someone, who handed it back along the crowd to the stage. But I wasn't paying attention. The music switched to a slow song, and couples soon started dancing again. Whoever was manning the spotlight shut it off. Noah pulled me into his arms, and I hooked my hands around his neck.
That was cute, I said, knowing he'd hate being linked to the word cute. He promptly grimaced.
Ugh, please don't call me cute.
I'm sorry. I meant sexy. Very macho. He smirked at that.
I just made a fool of myself for you, Shelley. I hope you know that.
Oh, yeah, I know, I laughed. You really didn't have to, though.
I know, but I wanted to. I told you I'm going to do things right this time, and I've got a lot to make up for.
He twirled me around, making me laugh giddily, then pulled me in even closer than before. My skin was tingling where we touched, and I could have stayed like that in his arms for hours.
And anyway, now that we're, you know, official, I can tell you something without sounding like a complete fool.
Oh? My heart raced wildly, and he leaned in close to whisper in my ear. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't.
I really like you, Shelley.
Something washed over me. Relief, I'm sure. Not disappointment. Definitely not disappointment. I smiled at him. I like you too. He leaned forward slowly to kiss me. It wasn't the heated kiss we usually shared. Nothing close. But even though it was a soft, intimate kiss, it still had all the fireworks and the intensity. I pulled away first. Noah, everyone's staring, I mumbled, my face burning.
So?
I bit the insides of my cheeks. It's weird. Plus, some of these girls might burn a hole in my head the way they're looking at me.
Tell me about it. Some of the guys look ready to rip my head off.
What? He looked at me like I was stupid.
I'm here with the most gorgeous girl there is. Don't you think they're just a little bit jealous?
I blushed all over again. I don't know.
Seriously, Elle, trust me on this. You're beautiful.
A smile spread over my face, along with a blush this time. I would never, ever have imagined Noah Flynn using the word beautiful to describe a girl. It sounded so strange coming out of his mouth. But in a good way. The best way.
I made you blush, he teased in a sing-song voice, his lips brushing over my cheek.
I swatted his back. Shut up. At least I don't wear Superman underwear.
Ha ha, he said sarcastically. Come on.
He grabbed my arm and pulled me out of the ballroom into the lobby, and then into a small alcove with a large potted fern. He pulled me behind the fern and pinned me to the wall, a hand on either side of my head.
I have been waiting all night to do this, he whispered,
and his lips came down onto mine. When we finally went back in, Noah was immediately swept away by a couple of the jocks to grab a drink with them, and the girls had me surrounded. Oh my God, Elle, why didn't you tell us?
How long has this been going on, anyway? You should have said something.
Oh, you're so lucky, Elle. I can't believe it. Flynn has an actual girlfriend?
You have to tell us everything, Jamie shrieked, gripping both my wrists and making me sit down at a table. When did this all start, then?
It's complicated.
What? Were you dating before or something?
No, but...
Ugh, you're like the luckiest girl ever, you know that? Do you know how jealous we all are of you? I mean, it's Flynn.
Hey, so Elle,
said Dixon, suddenly appearing and planting a hand on my shoulder.
The guys are wondering, just how long have you been off the market?
I laughed, blushing.
Why?
They want to work out how badly Flynn might beat them up for talking about you.
I laughed again. Since this evening. Officially, I added silently.
I see. So nobody's in too much danger of broken arms, he laughed. Well, you know, congrats. I think that's appropriate. Who'd have thought it? Tell me about it.
Hey, Elle. I looked over and saw Rachel pushing her way to my side. I smiled, sighing in relief. I stood up, brutally ignoring the girls wanting to talk to me about Noah, and grabbed her arm, dragging her away. So you guys worked things out? She said. I nodded. It looks like it, but...
Oh, no, she said frantically. There's a but.
This does not bode well.
It's not a bad but. It's just a, I don't know how this is going to end up, but... She nodded slowly.
I see.
What? I asked. What is it?
It's... Well, are you sure this is really the right thing? I know you like him and stuff, but still, everyone knows what he's like.
I shrugged.
I know, but I really don't care anymore. She looked at me a long moment, then something clicked and she nodded like she understood.
When the band announced that they'd start slowing things down after the next song, Rachel got a distracted look on her face.
Well, whatever floats your boat, Elle. I totally get it. Listen, I have to head off.
Lee? Yeah, she laughed guiltily.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Rach. I've got to find Noah anyway.
Right. Find Noah. She winked elaborately before hurrying off.
Someone grabbed my arm in a strong grip I recognized instantly and tugged me out onto the dance floor before I could protest.
You didn't give me the first dance, Noah said, giving me the sweetest smile in the world. But I'm sure as hell taking the last.
He'd got us a room at the Royale for the night, too. When I saw it, I realized why he'd disappeared earlier. I giggled when he tugged me out of the elevator.
You didn't have to do...
I know. But I've told you a billion times tonight. I'm trying to make things up to you, so I'm being a stupidly perfect and unrealistic boyfriend, just to show you how seriously I'm taking this.
Oh, this is you being serious? I said skeptically.
Hey, cut me some slack. I'm trying here.
I laughed. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
He laughed, too, as we stopped outside a room on the 7th floor. He pulled out a key card and swiped open the door.
After you, he said, and made a grand sweeping gesture for me to go in first.
I'll be honest. I'd expected to come in and see the floor scattered with rose petals and candles everywhere, and maybe even the sappy mood music, the kind of scene you'd see in films, like on Valentine's Day, or when the guy's madly in love and about to propose. Because when Noah had said he was being a stupidly perfect and unrealistic boyfriend, I'd kind of thought maybe he'd gone all out here, made a huge display to try and impress me. So when he opened the door and ushered me inside, I was relieved to find there were no candles, no music, no dimmed lighting. Nothing sappy or cheesy or romantic. It was just a regular suite with a plush white lounge, soft white carpets, and an open doorway leading through to what must have been the master bedroom and ensuite bathroom. It would have been just so artificial if he'd gone all out. This was Noah Flynn. Violent and crude and totally unromantic. Even his romantic gesture at the dance wasn't exactly him serenading his love to me. It was typical Noah, and I'd loved it. So much for stupidly perfect and unrealistic, I said jokingly, turning around to smile as he shut the door behind us.
Oh, believe me, you haven't even seen that yet. Come on.
He grabbed my hand, tugging me into the bedroom.
Now this was stupidly perfect and unrealistic. Well, almost. It was close enough for Noah's standards.
Now you know where I disappeared to earlier, he said. Do you have any idea how long it takes to spell things out with petals? It's impossible. I gave up in the end. I was going to write sorry, but...
I can see, I laughed. Deep red flower petals were scattered over the bed and the floor. I went up on my toes to kiss his cheek. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I know. But I'm trying, right? I told you I was going to try. And I know how much of a romantic you are at heart.
I smiled sheepishly.
I am kind of surprised you gave me another chance so easily, though, he said, pulling me down onto the bed and taking me in his arms. I was expecting you to put up more of a fight.
Are you asking for another argument, Noah? I asked. He tugged at my hair playfully.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not complaining. There is a difference.
Barely. He chuckled, and I felt it reverberating through his chest. He kissed me softly. I was about to return the gesture, but at that moment my cell phone decided to ring. I felt more than heard Noah sigh, and he took his arms away almost grudgingly as I pushed myself up to go find my purse. I sighed when I saw the caller ID, wandering into the bathroom with my purse, my cell already at my ear. May as well check my makeup if I'm stepping out for a moment, I thought. Hi, Dad, I said, hoping my irritation at being interrupted didn't show in my voice too much. I leaned toward the mirror to clean up a little smudged eyeliner.
How was the dance?
Good.
He cleared his throat. Did you figure out what you're going to do about him?
I bit the insides of my cheeks before answering. Yeah, I made up my mind. Dad sighed.
You're going to stay with him, aren't you?
It was more of a statement than a question. He already knew. Yeah, I admitted quietly. I have to go now. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
All right.
I took a few breaths just to calm myself down. I turned my cell off so we wouldn't have any more interruptions. Then I dabbed on a little lip balm and fluffed my hair out before I went back into the bedroom. Noah was lounging on the bed, his arms behind his head and one leg slightly bent. It wasn't a pose, really, but right then he looked like a male model. He had his eyes half closed, totally relaxed. I didn't think he'd notice me come back. I looked him up and down. He was so handsome with his tousled dark hair and the tucks, even his crooked nose. He was tall enough to make me feel dainty, and I loved his eyes, so bright and blue and piercing, and now they were wide open, looking me up and down in such a way that I blushed.
Beautiful as you look tonight in that dress, Elle. I have to say, I prefer you without it.
Oh, really? And what makes you think that's going to happen?
He smirked. I don't think it'll be a problem.
I smiled flirtatiously back at him as he swung himself up off the bed and strolled toward me. I raised an eyebrow, wondering exactly what his plan was. But he suddenly stopped short of me.
Come here,
he said in a surprisingly soft voice, then pulled me into his arms and walked backward until he was sitting on the bed, with me on his lap. When he wrapped his arms around me tight, I snaked mine around his shoulders. It was such a tender, intimate moment.
We don't have to do anything, you know. If you want to take things slow now, just say the word. I didn't get this room for that. I just wanted to be alone with you, even if you choose to go home later.
I was stunned. Here I was, certain the one reason he'd booked us this suite was so we could have sex, and now he was saying he wouldn't rush me if I didn't want to. Flynn, giving up sex for me. Jeez. First, he got down on one knee to ask me to the dance, then the whole song dedication, then the petals on the bed, now this? Man, he really had changed.
I heard you saying to Lee earlier you thought we'd rushed into it before, he said then. And we're doing it right this time, so I thought.
I did say that to Lee because I could be brutally honest with him now and not feel so judged. I hadn't even imagined Noah might have been there to hear, though. Lately, I had been worrying that we'd rushed into it, that I hadn't been thinking straight,
too caught up in the thrill of sneaking around. This was how my first time should have been, I thought, looking at the suite, the flower petals, Noah. I shook my head against his. No, I want to. If this was a cheesy romance, now would be the time for us to say, I love you. As it was, he mumbled something I didn't catch and kissed me full on the lips, making me melt in his arms. He helped me pull off his jacket, and while I worked on his shirt buttons, he yanked at his tie, pulling away from me just long enough to tug it over his head. I giggled helplessly when, in his haste, he managed to get the tie stuck in his mouth.
"Don't even," he threatened, a mouthful of tie muffling his words.
I giggled even more, but he soon shut me up by kissing me. At that point, I let myself stop thinking completely. There was no conscious thought behind any of my actions. Tonight was just us. Chapter 25. Blinking my eyes open, I yawned and rolled over, and found myself nose to nose with Noah. His lips were slightly parted, and his eyelashes looked unusually long lying against his cheek like that. He looked so peaceful, so innocent. I wriggled in closer to him and watched him sleep. I'd always wondered why people in relationships did that. Why they just stared at someone who wasn't even doing anything. But now I understood. It was like seeing them in their most vulnerable state. After a while, though, when he still hadn't moved and I was too wide awake to even think about going back to sleep, I decided to wake him up.
Noah, I said softly, close to his ear. Noah, wake up.
He grumbled incoherently and put an arm around me, pulling me in closer, but he didn't open his eyes.
Noah,
I said again. No response. I leaned forward and pressed my lips gently against his, and then he rubbed his eyes and ran his hands through his hair.
If that's how you're going to wake me up, I wouldn't mind spending the night with you more often,
Noah told me with a gleam in his eyes. Ha ha, I replied sarcastically, but I was smiling. I brushed some hair out of my face.
Good morning.
He kissed the tip of my nose.
Good morning to you, too.
He stretched and then tugged me back against him, our legs wrapped together. Immediately, I jerked my right leg away from him.
What?
Your feet are really cold, I explained, and he laughed, rolling his eyes. Slowly, I eased my leg back to where it had been a moment ago, avoiding Noah's feet. We didn't get up for at least an hour. We stayed wrapped around each other in bed, speaking in soft voices and exchanging kisses. I couldn't have been happier. I got Noah to drop me at my house. I'd stop by to see Lee later. I was desperate to know if he'd finally said, I love you to Rachel, because even if he didn't realize it yet, I knew he was in love. But he still wasn't entirely comfortable with me and his big brother being together, and showing up with the remnants of last night's makeup and my crinkled dress on would just be rubbing his face in it. I would much rather face my father's disapproving sigh at how I'd spent my night than face Lee looking like this.
Elle?
Dad called out as I shut the door as silently as possible behind me. I sighed. I'd have been a terrible, rebellious child. I couldn't sneak in or out of the house if my life depended on it.